sickness, afraid about disease, afraid of getting infected with bed bugs if we go to stay in New York, afraid of old age, afraid of illness, and afraid of death. Fear. A question we're thinking about this evening is God bothered with all of that? Is God, and specifically the God of the Bible, the God of Christianity, is he remotely concerned about that? Does he know? Does he not know? Is he bothered too? Is he concerned? Is he worried along with us? Is he bothered? And the short answer is yes. Yes, he is. Some people think that God is not bothered. He's too busy running the universe, so he can't worry about the little things that worry you and I. Or he's too hands-off with the universe, you know, like a landlord who hands you the keys and then is very hard to get hold of from that moment on until it comes to, you know, the end of the year and bill-paying time. But the Bible can't be clearer that that isn't what God is like. That Bible can't be clearer on that. He's not distant and uninvolved. He's intimately involved in the world. So, for example, the Bible encourages Christians to pray to God about their fears, however big or however small. And one of the most common phrases that we find in the Bible is, "Do not fear." God knows that we're afraid, and he says, "Do not fear." So, in one sense, the answer is yes, but I want to qualify that yes. I want to say yes, but... it's not as simple as that. Let me explain why. The very first time that the word fear comes up in the Bible, it's on the lips of the very first human being, a man called Adam. And it's on his lips as he and his wife Eve have just committed the first ever act of rebellion against God. They've just shattered the peace, the perfect peace of the world as God made it. And God comes to meet with them to find out what's gone on. And they're hiding, and God says, "Why were you hiding?" And Adam says this, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Now, I think the Bible is trying to tell us something there in that ancient story. It's trying to tell us something profound about fear in general. Fear is... it's a consequence of a broken relationship with God. If you like, let me put it this way. Fear is what it feels like to be human and vulnerable and to be on the wrong side of God. Fear is what it feels like to be vulnerable and human and on the wrong side of God. Think about it. Lots of the things that we fear come from things that we cannot control. Either things that are beyond our knowledge, the future, uncertainties in a relationship, what might happen, what other people might decide to do and how that might affect us, where the world might be heading, the unknown, or things not so much that we can't know, but things that we have no power over, other people's actions, diseases and illnesses that we can't fight off, the effects of things or people that we can't control. Our fears are telling us... they're telling us that we're not God. We might like to be, and we'd like to have all of these things in our control. You know, if we can get the house burglar proof, if we can get the kids' education sorted, then we won't be so fearful anymore. But ultimately, lots of the things we're afraid of, we can't sort them out. Our fears are telling us that we aren't God, and that we aren't meant to live without God. We were meant to live our lives depending on him. We aren't in control, but he is. And we were meant to be sure of him and sure because of him. But since we turned our backs on him, doing what our first parents did, and we made a bid for his job, well, we're full of fear. And no wonder, because the Bible says it turns out that lots of the things that we're afraid of, well, they're in the world precisely because we've turned our backs on God. Turning your back on God, it turns out, multiplies the reasons to be fearful. So many of the things we fear are a direct result of the fact that our world is broken. There's a brokenness in the world, a brokenness in the planet itself, a brokenness in us and our relationships, a brokenness at the very core of our beings that matches and is a consequence of our broken relationship with God. And that's the cause of so many of our fears. Wars, crime, terrorism, instability in relationships, the way we do things to harm one another. Sometimes we can see that it's direct like that. It's a direct consequence of turning our backs on God as we figure out more ways to harm one another. So no wonder we're fearful of crime and fearful of war and fearful of terrorism. But sometimes it's not so direct. So the Bible makes it clear that actually everything from disease through to death is part of that brokenness in our world. Sickness, suffering, death, all of these things are in the world as God-given punishments and consequences of our broken relationship with Him. So in a sense, what am I saying? We should maybe listen to our fears. Maybe we should listen to our fears. They're telling us something. Often when you're afraid of something, it's telling you that you're in danger. And that's what our fears are telling us a lot of the time. Maybe, just maybe, the things that we're afraid of are telling us that we're not God and that we need Him, and yet we're without Him. Worse, the relationship is broken and we're under His judgment and disapproval. Turns out whoever said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself was understating it a little bit. Now, why am I saying all of that? Well, because of this. We do not need God to be just bothered. If that's ultimately what our fears have come from and what our fears are telling us, we don't just need a God who is bothered. Our fears, if we follow them to root, show that we need more than tea and sympathy from God, more than an agony aunt in heaven, more than a shoulder to cry on. We need Him not to be bothered, we need Him to love us, and to love us with the kind of love in such a way that He reaches down to fix things. The Bible says all sorts of things about God. One of the things it says is that God is love. And almost immediately after saying that, it says this: there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. In the end, it's too small a thing from the perspective of the Bible to say God is bothered about the things that we're fearful about. Bothered doesn't even begin to describe the love that casts out fear. Love that caused God the Father to send His Son into the world to face the sum of our fears. Love that sent Him to take on our fears at root, as He took on the punishment and He died the death and He experienced the suffering that we deserve. All in order to restore us to that relationship that's meant to make us secure, in order to restore our world to being a place that is without fear. There's a great line in the song by Mumford and Sons called After the Storm, and it says this: there will come a time, you'll see, with no more tears, and love will not break your heart, but dismiss your fears. Love that dismisses your fears. It's a lot like, it's got echoes of the Bible's description of the future that God promises those who trust Him. A verse from the Bible says, the Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. Is God bothered? To say yes is not enough. So try this. God isn't just bothered. He loves us. He loves you and me. And He loves our world with the kind of love that is able to and that is aiming to send our fears packing for good. Thank you very much. You've listened very well.